Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Our sermon text today is the gospel lesson appointed for this Holy Thursday. I read to you from Matthew 26, verses 17 through 30. Now, on the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Where will you have us prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man, and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.' And the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at the table with the 12. And as they were eating, he said, 'Truly I say to you, one of you will betray me.' And they were very sorrowful, and began to say to him one after another, 'Is it I, Lord?' He answered, 'He who has dipped his hand in the dish with me will betray me. And the Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born.' Judas, who would betray him, answered, 'Is it I, Rabbi?' He said to him, 'You have said so.' Now, as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, 'Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.' And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives." Thus far the word for today. I invite you to bow your heads with me in prayer. Gracious God, we praise your name for the word that you've given us. This is a word that strengthens and a word that helps us to understand the very gift of this holy sacrament. We pray that you bless us in this word, and that you especially turn our hearts to you in faith. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus our Lord, friends, on the night when our Lord and Savior was betrayed, he said, "Take, eat, this is my body. Take, drink, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." Those are words of great comfort for us to hear, for in them is protection, consecration, and salvation. As to protection, we remember how God's blood was used as a sign. On the eve of the Exodus, he told all of Israel how they were supposed to mark their doorposts with the blood of an unblemished lamb. "For I will go through the land of Egypt on that night," God told them, "and will strike down all the firstborn of the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt." Exodus 12, 12 and 13. No plague will befall you. Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great for that to be spoken over us right now? In fear of this pandemic, all the doorposts in all this community and all the neighboring communities and even in the whole world would be covered in blood. The doorposts maybe, but maybe not our hearts. The words that our Lord spoke to his disciples, they certainly caused their hearts to dig deep, to become very introspective of their entirety. Each of the disciples looked at Jesus and said, "Is it I that will betray? Is it I?" Have we become that introspective, or are we just glossing over who we are, when we confess our sins. God requires it of us to dig deep into our hearts. As we opened up our Lenten journey on Ash Wednesday, so very long ago, we read from the prophet Joel, "Yet even now declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster." Joel 2:12-13. He relents over disaster. He wants us to return to him, repenting of our sins. He's like that prodigal son's father, looking out daily to see if he can spot his son returning to him, anxious to run out to meet him, anxious to restore him to his household. Yet while it's the Father's will to restore, any kind of restoration can't be accomplished without the prodigal's return. It's a matter of simple logic. You simply cannot put a cloak and shoes and a ring onto somebody if they're not there to receive them. But we have received. We have received this gift. And in it, we've transitioned from blood on our doorposts to blood on our hearts. We've transitioned from receiving protection to receiving consecration. In Holy Communion, we became like Israel on Mount Sinai. There, sprinkled with the blood of bulls, the people of Israel were consecrated to stand before God. And Moses and Aaron and Nadab and Abihu and 70 of the elders of Israel, they all went up and they saw God face to face. Something that was impossible. And yet they did it. They sat with him and ate with him and drank with him. And yet there in his presence, his holiness didn't destroy them. He didn't stretch out his hand against the nobles and the sons of Israel. Instead, he blessed them by allowing them to be there with him. The blood that restores us to our God isn't the blood of bulls. It's our Lord's own blood poured out for us completely in a new sacrament to his glory as an act of mercy, for no one can atone for our sins in that way aside from Jesus. Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Here Jesus takes complete ownership of that blood by those words, telling us that it will be him who bears our sins to the cross, him who saves. And it won't be a process of a continual offering, a continual sacrifice of animals, but a one-time only sacrifice of a blessed sheep, a lamb, a perfect lamb, an all-availing sacrifice. And we'll be caught up in that sacrifice to all eternity. Salvation, that's what we receive, salvation to eternal life. This new covenant of salvation never existed before Jesus gave it. It can't be likened to anything else in the history of mankind. It can't be likened to anything else in Scripture, because it is so perfect. And it's been handed down to us to repeat over and over again to his glory, because we're saved. Do this in remembrance of me, our Lord commanded in the 22nd chapter of Luke. Every time we come to this table, every time we come here, we exclaim, God has done this for us. He has redeemed us. Every time we partake of the Lord's Supper, we remember the cross where he suffered and died to bring glory to us. We glorify his name. We're going to get together again here in this building. We will, and when we do, there will be a great celebration. We're all going to come together again under the under the blood of Christ to be absolved of our sins and assured of our relationship with God. And we will rejoice. But until that day comes, we're sitting at home. And we need an assurance, something which God leaves with us. We've already received the body and blood of Christ. We've already received it, and it's ours to life everlasting. That very body and that very blood given and shed for us doesn't lose its efficacy over time. It doesn't lose its power. Our baptisms don't wear out either, right? Nor does the body and blood of Christ. So we're safeguarded. We're safeguarded in both and comforted in each. And we will be comforted again. Of this you can be certain. The key verse for today harmonizes with the words of institution that our Lord spoke over the elements of bread and wine at that Last Supper. It comes from Exodus 24, verse 8. And Moses took the blood and threw it on the people and said, "Behold, the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." In accordance to all the words that were given to Moses to speak to the people. The blood of Christ, the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood, fulfill all the words of Scripture. And they assure us of our relationship with God to all time. May they bless you. In close, I'd just like to recap a few things. In Christ, we have salvation, and with that salvation, we have consecration and protection. We also have a great gift of remembrance in this sacrament. For every time we celebrate the gift of Holy Communion, we're blessed to remember that our Lord accomplished these things for our sake. May we always live in that remembrance to be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. And I invite you at this time to just bow your heads with me in prayer. Gracious and loving God, you've extended this gift out to us in your word, and you made it possible for us to receive the all-availing sacrifice of body and blood given and shed for us. We pray that as we wait to be united again, that you bless us with faith to trust that the blood is sufficient for us. Give us faith to trust your word, and give us especially protection. As we move about in our daily lives, in our homes, we ask that you protect those who are not at their homes right now, those who are working for our sake, the doctors, the nurses, all the people in our grocery stores, all the truck drivers that bring our food, all the other necessary people in fields that are working so hard to continue on with our security. Bless them, dear God, especially keep them safe. And Lord God, use us to proclaim the grace that was meted out to us, that those who are still in danger of facing eternal death will have life. Accompany that word that we speak with power of your Spirit, that they hear and understand and receive with great joy what it is that has been accomplished. These things we ask in the precious name of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen.